is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Law enforcement officials are flooding the zone, investigating the killing of 15 people in New Orleans early this morning. They died when a pickup rammed into a crowd. FBI agent Alethea Duncan.
This is an ongoing investigation that's rapidly evolving.
Reporter Chris Fox says the investigation has now spread to Texas.
FBI Houston securing a perimeter around an intersection in North Houston, they say having to do with this morning's attack in New Orleans. FBI Special Agent Alethea Duncan says 42-year-old Houston resident Samsu Dinjabar was the suspect killed by New Orleans police after plowing a pickup truck flying an ISIS flag into a New Orleans crowd.
We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible.
Jabbar was an honorably discharged Army veteran. The pickup was rented in a Houston suburb.
CBS News law enforcement contributor Rodney Harrison says police departments throughout the U.S. should now be on alert.
We need to get as much information out as possible so other cities or states need to be prepared just in case there's other plots going on throughout the country.
Former FBI agent and profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole says the Bureau will now look at forensic evidence in its search for anyone who helped Jabbar.
They will be looking at computer intelligence. Who was this offender communicating with? So I think at this point, to justify that they're saying that it's likely there are multiple offenders or people involved in this, they're bringing in forensic evidence to back up those statements.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says a big college football game that was to be played in New Orleans has now been rescheduled to tomorrow night.
People are down here in New Orleans not only because it was New Year's Eve and today's New Year's Day, but today is the Sugar Bowl. This was Notre Dame and Georgia. Supposed to happen today. It is postponed now.
At least four people have died in an explosion of illegal fireworks just after midnight in Honolulu. Jim Ireland is the director of Honolulu EMS.
Most of them were burned and also with blast-type injuries.
At least 20 people were brought to hospitals. One person has died in the explosion of a 2024 Tesla Cybertruck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Tesla owner Elon Musk says on X that the explosion was caused by either very large fireworks or a bomb in the bed of the rented vehicle. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson will find out in a few days if he's being replaced or will continue to run the U.S. House, says CBS's Nydia Cavazos. People suffered minor injuries. No closing numbers because the markets were closed today. They'll be open tomorrow with traders eager to recover from 2 weeks of losses. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-Week Challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Thousands of new laws kick in today as the new year begins. CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us about some of them.
New laws putting parameters around the use of artificial intelligence are front and center in California. One will prevent the use of digital replicas of Hollywood actors and performers without permission. Kentucky's becoming the latest state to let people use marijuana for medical purposes. In Missouri, stricter fines have kicked in for people using their handheld cell phone while driving. Alabama now offers tax credits to businesses that help employees with child care costs. And in Kansas, they're eliminating its 2% sales tax on groceries. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex and wife of Prince Harry, is starting the new year with her first Instagram account since 2020. Her first post is a black and white video of herself at the beach wearing white and drawing 2025 in the sand on an overcast day. The account already has 200,000 followers. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W.R.J. meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with scattered flurries and a low around 20. For tomorrow, a partly sunny sky, highs warm to the upper 20s. A cool down with a little more sunshine Friday into the weekend, highs 20 to 25 and partly cloudy. It's 28 degrees right now.
W-R-J-N. Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart. Oh, help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. Oh, help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. Oh, help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. Oh, help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
And timeless hits. We've got them on WRJN. Good evening, just after 7 o'clock, Wednesday night, first day of 2025. You know, whenever I've heard this song, as long as I can remember, I have pictured the corner they're singing about to be the corner, you know, when you go past Benson's Bakery on Washington Avenue heading east, and that big curve there right before you get to Lee's Deli. That's the corner I think they're singing about in this song. CCR.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring him up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the folk boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet. Rooster hits the white road, people just got a smile. His bones are the bass, and solos for a while. Homeboy twangs a rhythm out on his Kalamazoo. And Willie goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo.
Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the folks are the band, bringing it up happy feet.
We'll be right back.
to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman?
Timeless hits on WRJN. I've been lucky enough to see Jackson Browne about a half a dozen times over the years. No two shows are the same. Not the same set list in any two shows. Always fun to see him. Always a great performer. Still to this day, he sounds great.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without pride. Now I want to understand. I have done my eyes, tell me what is wrong, 'cause I
Still performing Frankie Valli with the Four Seasons on WRJN. Your home for local news, timeless hits, and great Motown favorites too, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Timeless hits, WRJN. Hi, Chris Morrow, Wednesday night. Welcome to 2025, the Packers' first game of the year, last game of the season coming up on Sunday, as they get their final tune-up in for the playoffs against the Bears from Lambeau Field. Game time is noon, so our pregame starts at 10 o'clock. Wayne and Larry have the call for you. The Packers brought to you locally by Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. The Packers, this Sunday, 10 a.m. pregame, 12 noon kickoff on WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org.
This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Looks like we're running into a couple of weeks of very cold temperatures. Our forecast calling for mid-20s tomorrow. Later in the week, only in the teens. So I'm going to play some summer-sounding songs tonight, including this one from Seals and Crofts on WRJN.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my.
days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune, and I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile of Wayne in the kitchen, food cooking the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news, or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN. Timeless hits on WRJN. Earlier I played, Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts, Mungo Jerry in the Summertime. Looking ahead at the forecast, we're going to be in the mid-20s tomorrow, maybe highs in the upper teens by the weekend. So some more summer-sounding songs. All right, Love and Spoonful. Let's remember what summer in the city was like on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around,
People looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
I'll be spending time with you.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. It's kind of fun to put all the one-hit wonders together in one set. Well, not all of them, but two of the big ones. Spiral Staircase only had one hit. So did the Buckinghams with this one.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
I take for granted that you're always
Hello, hello, it's me, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Chris Morrow rolling through a Wednesday night that feels like a Sunday night, especially since so many people have to go back to work for 2 days tomorrow, right? Hang on, we'll be there for you here on WRJN. Four tops. Years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2, WRJN. Reach out, I'll be there, the Four Tops, and Chris Morrow. Looking forward to Paul Harvey back on the air tomorrow morning at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 during the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. The rest of the story from Paul Harvey is sponsored locally by the Racine Disc Center. You can find them online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday morning, 7:25 with Don, 12:05 with Dan here on WRJN. If you miss it on the air, it's now available on demand too at WRJN.com.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Following the 8 o'clock news, the Righteous Brothers coming up on our next hour of timeless hits. I've also got some Monkees coming up too, and CCR all on the way after 8 o'clock. Local news, timeless hits, it's WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. On festive Bourbon Street in New Orleans this morning, the laughter turned to screams as a pickup truck slammed into the crowd, killing 15 people and injuring dozens more. The driver of the truck, Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen and Army vet who lived in Texas, was also killed when he and police exchanged gunfire. President Biden saying,
"Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he's inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill."
The FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. More from CBS's Omar Villafranca in New Orleans.
The FBI, now leading the investigation, says Jabbar was carrying an ISIS flag, had weapons, and at least two potential improvised explosive devices. Similar devices were also found in the area. Jabbar was a U.S.-born citizen, a resident of Texas, and an Army veteran. Authorities are questioning whether he acted alone. FBI Special Agent Alethea Duncan.
"We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible. We are aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates."
The vehicle used in the attack was a rented electric Ford F-150 Lightning. It weighed more than 6,000 pounds and was accelerating to a high rate of speed when it collided with the crowd.
The Sugar Bowl game between the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and Georgia Bulldogs has been postponed until tomorrow. Bourbon Street is approximately a mile from the stadium. This University of Georgia fan on hearing the news.
"It's tragic. It's, but when somebody has evil in their heart and they're just intent on hurting